What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
96.5 The Fan. Mac Roseman, Bob Beach, Dusty Leggins here with you.
Yeah, that's it. 100%.
He's an instigator.
People used to like Mac. Now they know he's a Howie Roseman apologist and a Brett Veach hater.
Oh,
now they don't like him,
gosh,
right?
My goodness.
You won't ever criticize Brett Veach.
I won't, no.
By the way, is there a Denzel Washington movie called The Instigator? Probably not.
No, there's a Beatles song. They call me the Instigator.
Because there's something in the air?
Because there's something in the air tonight.
Because I feel like that's what I love to do. Like, as soon as Cody...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Golden Drew get here and then
you
get
instigate.
Done with their,
yeah.
Oh, dude, I love it.
I told you, you may be worse than Nick Schwert with the bar fights, man.
We're pretty close in personality. Still talk to this day. Love that guy. Miss that guy. I hope he's doing great.
How could he not be? He was always in a good mood. Like Nick was the ultimate instigator, right? Even
great.
If he wasn't, he was.
Oh, he and Gold got me bad.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. I forgot my mic to turn off, and I said something about something that was going around that was viral.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, no. And I turned my microphone off. But like the next day, Alex and Nick brought in this like FCC...
remember that. Yes, yes.
And dude,
yes,
I was so shocked. And Speck was in on it.
Yeah.
I felt hard for it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
But that's Schwert. That. No, Schwert is the greatest of the instigators. Again, he's the guy who starts the bar fight and then stands outside burning a dart at Harbor Lights in downtown Lawrence watching the melee go on.
Oh, yeah. We're both just sitting there going, look at those geeks.
Yeah, right.
We started this.
We started this, man. Then you walk off in your buds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We're buds with our buds.
That's right.
But no, I thought, I thought yesterday's game was in fact exactly what you needed. And the Royals win last night. We gave you the numbers since the All-Star break 28 games ago. They're now 17-11. That's a hell of an improvement where they were before, in the season. The offense is clicking. Obviously more home runs are being hit. We're seeing more runs being produced.
You think they shrunk the ballpark and didn't tell anybody?
I don't know, but I think that I think they woke up. That's for sure. I think they slept long enough from, I don't know, May to July 15th.
They really did.
Hell of a slumber. But Vern was on yesterday, right?
Yep.
And I bring this up because tonight's Seth Lugo. And you have mentioned for the last, I don't know, week and a half, continue to win, continue to have your leaders be big in these opportunities. And Seth Lugo in his last five starts, atrocious, right? And this was Vern on what he had to say about Seth Lugo needing to be better.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, that there's nothing that screams this is a fatigued 36-year-old. So if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better. He's disappointed in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final 7-8 starts that he makes.
Huge for Seth Lugo. You've got to be the guy we can rely on in the last 6 weeks of this season, man.
Tonight, to me, is the most pivotal game of the series, because tonight, if you win, you've split the series no matter what. Tonight, if you win, you've got a really good chance to win one of the next two games to go 3 out of 4 against Texas, which is what we're all hoping to do. A sweep, yes, obviously, that's, the PS5 for Christmas, but... Again, tonight is Seth Lugo. You're coming off a game in which was like what seemed to me last night in a total team win. Garcia, Yaz, Vinny hit home runs. Rafe throws a guy out at home.
Waka was good enough to keep you in that game. Maley with a spot start because Salvi wasn't feeling great.
Right.
You know.
And then you've got,
like, literally everybody contributed last night.
And then your bullpen gave up two hits in, what, two and two-thirds inning. The Estevez was great. Three outs, no walks, no strikeouts, no hits. Urseg, a little bit of a blip, but that's because Tolbert fell in left field. And then Schreiber was, you know, good enough as well. And now tonight is like, hey, dude, we gave you this contract for moments like this.
That's right.
This is one of those moments. Go win this game. Go out there. Give us six and two-thirds, seven innings if you could. Be great. Because I think Estevez is pitching like seven of his last 10 games. But last night, Matt Cotrero said in his press conference, he's telling us to give him the ball.
Yeah, this is why you have a closer like that.
This is where you make your money in the season. This is when everything kind of gets more.
You never heard Mariano Rivera pitch too many games in a row as a closer. You get out there, you take the ball if you're the closer.
But tonight is one of those nights where this is a game where all eyes are on Seth Lugo.
I'm with you. This is a big night for Seth Lugo. This is like, you know, you hold guys who make money to a different standard. The Bobby Witts, the Patrick Mahomeses, you know, the guys that are the big money guys, the expectations are higher for them. They need to do better because they're the guys that got the bag. And since Seth Lugo has gotten the bag, he's not been a very good pitcher. And then you look at the numbers of where he is pitching to Freddie Fermin versus to everybody else. And he's basically 2.5 runs per game worse pitching to Luke Maley and Salvador Perez as he was pitching to Freddie Fermin. And for me, I got to say this right now, Lugo's got to figure that out. Freddie Fermin is no longer here. And the Luke Maley and Salvador Perez are the two guys that are the catchers on this team from here on out. And so Seth Lugo needs to figure out how to get better pitching with those guys behind the plate as opposed to Freddie Fermin behind the plate. And that's what a veteran does. And so I think it's a very, very important game for Seth Lugo tonight, more so than just about anybody else out there, because since the trade deadline, since he signed that contract, Seth Lugo has not been good for this ball club.
Yeah, he was atrocious in his last start. Gives up the grand slam in the first inning. The Royals are staring down the barrel with a 5-0 deficit to start the game. Right out of the start, they end up losing, I think, what was it,
8-7.
They fought back, but I mean, that you can, in that start, you can lose and be terrible and still massively learn, if that makes any sense. Because I think all season long, I think Seth Lugo is probably like, I have to be perfect. I don't have the offense behind me. That game where he gave up all those runs and still they only lost by one, and it kind of got a little bit shadowed until the game's over and you lose. Like, if they win that game, everyone's like, Seth Lugo was terrible. Damn, this team fought and they won. Congratulations, they swept the Nationals. But that's a game in where I think Seth Lugo can learn massively from that and think, I don't have to be perfect. I don't need to strike out six guys. If that's not your style this late in the season, just put the ball and play, let your defense play behind you, because we've seen Yasmin plays in right. We've seen Isbell all season long. We've seen Ray play decent in left field last night with the assist.
Yep.
You know Bobby's good. You know Garcia's good. Just put the ball and play and move through the inning, kind of get through, keep your pitch count low, and know that, if you give up two, it's fine. You've got an offense that's averaging 5.2 a game, hitting 14 multi-homer games, and they've hit 43 home runs in the last 28 games. You have an offensive now. Don't let your mind kind of go back into June and May and all these games. Now kind of get the mindset of like, I don't have to be perfect, because when you start aiming and you start focusing on where you need to put the ball, you lose track of who you are as a pitcher. And I think that's kind of what we've seen along with the fatigue, because he did think he had to go 8-9 innings just to keep a win of 1-0. That's not the same team. It doesn't mean it has to be the same Seth Lugo. It doesn't mean he has to be bad. It just means he doesn't have to be pinpoint accuracy perfect.
And also, too, I appreciate, you know, Q and all them saying, no, it's not fatigue. And then Vern saying, then pitch better, right? I love that. But there has to be fatigue. I mean, the guy was over 200 innings last year. He's approaching 200 innings again this year. He's never really had this, you know, throughout the course of his career. And so the fatigue thing, that's absolutely real. But the problem is, while everybody else has gotten better and taken that next step, Seth Lugo is falling back. We can't have Seth Lugo be the May, June, July Royals right now. We need him to be the team that's playing right now. We need Seth Lugo to match what everybody else is producing right now. Otherwise, it's going to be tough for this ball club to get to where they want. They need Seth Lugo to be dominating again.
Right. And keep winning, because winning's good.
Winning is good. I mean, there was a list that made its way out yesterday of how many winning seasons since the turn of the century. And the Royals are essentially in last place on this with winning seasons, right? They only have 5 winning seasons since 2001. The Rockies have 5. The Pirates have 4, right? Think about that.
So good,
the Royals are in great company there. at the bottom. And that's why when I think about, you know, where this team is right now and the moves that they've made at the trade deadline the last couple of years, John Sherman is really trying to shake the losing mentality that this organization has had since David Glass took over and since David Glass sold the franchise, right? It was a losing organization with David Glass as the owner of this franchise. And John Sherman has come in and he's trying to change things up. And really, he's looking at two consecutive winning seasons as the owner of this franchise, if they're able to kind of hold on to where they are right now. And I think when you look at John Sherman, he could be ultimately, in my opinion, like what Andy Reid was for the Chiefs, change the entire culture of that organization. John Sherman, I think, can be that guy for the Kansas City Royals. And I think you guys as fans who are on the fence need to let him into your lives as the savior of this franchise, because they could have just stayed pat at the trade deadline and said, look, we're not a World Series team. John Sherman just wants to get into the playoffs. John Sherman wants to be above 500, and he continues to make the funds available, if you will, for JJ to go out there and make these moves, right? Like, before, the funds weren't available to go out there. If Glass owned this franchise the last 2 years, this organization is not making the moves at the trade deadline like we have seen, right? They only made moves when they were considerably in front of everybody else for an opportunity to make it into the playoffs. Now, they're fighting tooth and nail, and we got an owner that's saddling up and looking at his guys and goes, all right, what kind of reinforcements do you need? What can we give you? Like, John Sherman has the opportunity to be to the Royals what Andy Reid was to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Damn. It's high praise. Speaking of playoffs, we get into what the college football playoffs are saying for the future when it comes to teams to possibly make it from divisions. We'll get into that, plus Mac takes over with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Here we go, and gonna have another $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $5, $50 in the bag. How about you, sir? One more time. I bid $40 down, $50 now, $50. Sold it over here on my right. $40.
Is this the auctioneer?
The auctioneer rap, dude. I found this yesterday.
Yeah.
Just been obsessed. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, what is it? They said they put a beat behind the auctioneer and made a rap song out of it.
Auto-tuned it and
put a beat. Real original these days, huh?
I mean, that's never heard it before.
No, it is. It's different, you know.
It's different, yeah. Not AI.
But is anybody getting in the studios and like writing music besides Taylor now? Or are we just letting AI do everything? Because that's very easy to do.
It's extremely easy.
Yeah.
So the college football playoff odds have been released for a while now. Obviously, they change about weekly. So I just, you know, went on DraftKings because we have a title here. Big 12 is a mid-major.
Yep.
You don't necessarily think it's a major conference.
I don't. I mean, I'm looking at the odds of each conference getting teams into the college football playoff, and the ACC over-unders at 2. Last year, there were 2. You look at the Big Ten, 3.5. Last year, there were 4. SEC, 4. Last year, there were 3 SEC teams. And then you look at the Big 12, and the over-under to make the college football playoff is 1.5. Last year, there was just 1 team in the Big 12. Is that really a power conference when you start looking at what the other quote-unquote power conferences are delivering to the college football playoff? I think it's time for the Big 12, if you're going to be legit, to start getting some legitimate schools in there and jettison the Cincinnati's, the UCF's, the Houston's, the West Virginia's, all these low-hanging teams that really don't contribute a lot, that are directional schools, that are city schools. The Big 12 needs to really become a conference that is legitimate. They need to get back to the days of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas A&M, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, you know, all those big time, and I'm not using those schools as the ones they need to get, but schools like that, if you want to be a big time conference, you can't have directional schools as part of your league. The Big 12 reeks of a lot of different schools that just are a bunch, like the Big 12 is your junk drawer of college sports, for lack of a better term, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it doesn't fit, just throw it into the Big 12. The Big 12 has become the junk drawer of college sports. I want the Big 12 to be more like the SEC, the Big 10, the ACC, where you got your nice knives and they're in that butcher block, right? You take that knife out and you use it, and you wash it, and you treat it good. the Big 12 has become your junk drawer in your kitchen. And there's too many schools. There's too many nondescript schools. Numbers and the amount of schools that you have don't always equal success. And when you compare yourself to the rest of your quote-unquote peers out there, you don't really hold the water for everybody else out there. The Big 12 needs to reevaluate things and stop becoming the junk drawer of college sports and get some teams in there that can replace those four schools that I just mentioned and make your league stronger as conference realignment constantly happens. The Big 12 has always been looked at as a league that is being poached. They never really have gone out and poached anybody, right? Yes, the Pac-12, that league fell apart, right? Go out and poach some schools and give them a reason to join your league.
Big 12 had a national championship representative in the national championship game 2 years ago. As TCU loses to Georgia, they were in the
losing.
National... Well, I mean, now we're having an argument of what do you want?
No.
You said, do you want to be relevant or do you want to win or lose? Because they went to the national championship game and lost to Georgia. That's a Big 12 team in TCU. I think they get more than 1.5 teams.
Who are you going with this
year?
Well,
looking on the odds, you have K-State is plus. This is all DraftKings, by the way.
Yeah.
As of this morning at 7:30. K-State's plus 380. Arizona State is plus 380 to get into the college football playoff. After that, Utah, a team that is pretty solid in football, right? The Utes. Utah plus 450, Baylor plus 500, TCU plus 700. Those are all better than about five SEC teams. And those teams are Oklahoma, Tennessee. Those are all better odds than those. Well, not Tennessee. Tennessee's plus 310. But there are SEC teams that are much lower than these Big 12 teams.
And those are legit Big 12 schools that you named. I'm talking about the UCFs, the Cincinnatis, the West Virginias, who is the other fourth team that I named? Houston as well, right? Like, those teams just don't scream big time to me.
I don't think any of those schools necessarily do. I mean, there's a couple, like Arizona, like Texas Tech's kind of got that maybe.
Well, Texas Tech does now because the game has changed.
Yeah, they could change. They could be that premier.
Yes, that's blue a school chip. To watch in college football. And I'm not saying that because Mahomes is our guy. They've got a funder down there.
Mahomes is their guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's not even their guy. They've got another guy that's funding this whole thing. It has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes at all.
Well, the branding's nice to have his logo.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
But this guy who's donating $55 million, like that's they got their sugar daddy down there. So I'm interested to see how the Texas Tech program is going to change because now you've got that oil money that can go to good use.
They could elevate and make that whole conference a little bit better. But I will say I don't think odds for making the playoffs is necessarily means they're better than SEC teams.
Not saying that, but I'm just saying in the argument in the narrative that Bob is saying that the Big 12 is, you know, got a bunch of duds. They still have a bunch of teams that have potential to make it to the promised land of the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
And Iowa State plus 900 and then your alma mater KU plus 1100 because there is a big game this Saturday. It's K-State versus Iowa State. Yep. K-State is
I love that game to start the season.
Awesome. 17 versus 22. It's a top 25 match between two teams and it's division rivalry.
Yeah, it's a conference rival. It's top 25 teams and it's being played in Ireland, which is so cool. Like, I'm not a K-State Iowa State fan. I just got goosebumps talking about
that. Awesome.
I love that.
It's gonna be so much
fun. Gonna be fun. That's the way you start a season.
And at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yes.
Are we not taking K-State minus -3?
Avery Johnson. Let's
over
go.
Under 49.5, we go over.
Look, if K-State's going to be the team that everybody loves and talks about, Avery Johnson's going to be a Heisman hopeful all season long.
For sure.
You got to take care of business in Ireland against Iowa State.
Because, I mean, I'm looking at the odds. I think the two-leg parlay, I think you take in this, or maybe like a three-leg parlay, is I think you take rushing yards with Avery Johnson. I think you take the -3 that K-State's hanging. And I think you take the over of 49.5. We know there's going to be points in this game. Like, we know there's going to be points in this game.
Big 12, baby.
And what a game. We'll have Wyatt Thompson on, their play-by-play commentator, tomorrow as we dive into that game. But I think that is a great game, and it's Big 12. Like, use this as a platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, to grow your brand. Yep. Because I think when it's all said and done, we'll have three conferences. We'll have the SEC, we'll have the Big Ten, we'll have the Big 12.
And I think we'll have some sort of merger of the ACC. Some schools will dissipate into the SEC. Some schools may be absorbed by the B1G, and then the Big 12 will be left getting, Wake Forest. But that's what's going to happen,
that's
right? Like North Carolina and Florida, or not Florida, but Florida State will end up in the SEC.
Yep.
The B1G will get, you know, Clemson and Duke, and then the Big 12 will be left with North Carolina State and Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Does that add anything, though?
No,
it really doesn't.
Wet fart.
Yeah. Who else is in the A? We got Duke's football program in or something. Like there's marginal at best football programs. That's who the Big 12 will add in the ACC.
Go ahead.
I just said we did have a text come in. It was like, can't really find it anymore. But it was like, can you say this for just football and not for the other sports?
No other sport matters, man.
Yeah.
I hate to be that guy.
Well, college football's dying.
Just call it what it is and say you think they're
college football
basketball. Sucks,
I mean, sorry, college basketball. Because, like, in college basketball, like, Houston, great.
Great.
Right? Kansas, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes Iowa State. Great. Iowa State's good.
Yep.
K-State, eh. You know, Utah,
Baylor.
I don't know if Utah's any good anymore, but yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. Football's
all that matters in college sports. And you know,
look, David Booth gave $300 million to the stadium
right,
of football.
For like a football stadium. Imagine if he just gave $1 million to 300 individuals. What kind of lives could have been really changed? Seriously, think about that.
Order like, you know, pet shelters and stuff like that.
Right.
Put
up some lights.
I'm gonna get crushed on that comment. I guarantee it.
Why?
No, I don't know. Because people think it's soft to like pet shelters, and I don't know. I look out for those things. It makes my heart sad when I see people that just treat dogs like crap.
It does. Yeah.
That's
why it's one of our foundations with the BMA Foundation.
Dog sports, soft ass.
Supporting dogs and animals, dogs. And all that kind of stuff, man. No, it's good.
I'll save a dog. Before I save a certain human.
Oh, of course. I think everybody's got that person in their life.
They're right? Humans. Yeah.
So if you want to, Mac, if you want to tail this with me already, +415 on DraftKings, Avery Johnson, anytime touchdown. Kansas State -3 and over 49.5 is +415.
I like that.
How
much was the rushing?
No rushing. Anytime touchdown.
Okay, just anytime touchdown.
Sneak me one
K-State kicks a field goal at the end to win by one. 33-32.
Sometimes that's how betting works. Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
Most of the time for me.
Yeah. I was that close, you know.
Right. We'll see.
Big opportunity, though, for K-State.
Yeah,
that game
in Dublin on Saturday at 11, which means we'll be in Dublin at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I guess,
Like, I mean, I don't know what the time differential is.
Everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah, because it's the only game on, too. Yeah.
This is K-State's chance and Avery Johnson's chance to really kind of elevate themselves to the main stage.
And when you say everyone, you're talking about the college football writers, the voters, and all of this stuff.
That's what I mean.
This is an opportunity to truly make that impression. When people are talking, this is, I think, the problem that some of these people have with college, you know, polls and whatnot at the beginning of the year, how they dictate kind of where you are and who's going to be watched. But K-State 18, Iowa State 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa, however it's set up. You have an opportunity, if you're both of these teams, to really change the opinion of voters on day one, because there's nothing else other than X, formerly Twitter, on their phones, distracting them from paying attention to this game. This arguably is the most important game of the year for Avery Johnson to get into that Heisman Trophy candidacy conversation, to stay in that conversation. If he goes out there and lays a dud in Ireland, he will never have a chance to get back into that conversation as a Heisman Trophy candidate. You know, that's the beauty and the ugliness of college football, right? You've got these opportunities. You've got to take advantage of them. If you don't, people will forget about you very, very fast. And so, major opportunity for K-State.
So real quickly, before we get into one word, over under 2 ACC teams make college football playoff. 12 teams, right?
Yeah, ACC.
Last year there were 2.
See, that 2 is if it was 1.5, I'd take the over.
Yeah,
2.5, I'd probably take the under. Because I think 2 get in. So,
Spector's advice, this is a bet you don't take.
You don't take.
Because of the push.
Yeah. Always have the hook.
Yeah. Always have the hook. Yeah. So I wouldn't take this, but I'm going to go under.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about it.
Over under 1.5 Big 12 teams.
I'm going to take the under.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay. How many Big 10? 3.5 over under.
Well, you got Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. Well, is Michigan on probate? What's going on with them?
Yeah, that's
Indiana's a team to look at.
Is Indiana a team to look at, or is Indiana a team that rallied or ruffled feathers last year? Now the rest of the league's like, all right, enough of you, basketball school.
Well, Google them.
Yeah.
SEC team's 4. I'm taking the over. I don't care if there's a hook or not. Give me 4. There'll be 6 SEC teams.
There were 3 last year, though.
Well,
yeah, they were down year for them. Yeah. I'm biased. I'll take the over there.
Texas, Bama's
getting
in.
So you're thinking 5 has to get in.
Yeah, 5 has to get in.
12 have to be SEC schools.
Yep.
Yeah, that's tough. No,
that's
I get it.
That's almost tough. Half. That's a big number.
I'll take it.
You know,
Texas, Bama, Georgia.
Yeah, you can do it pretty quick. LSU, there's four right off the bat. We're at the push now. It's just, does a Tennessee make it?
Does an Oklahoma sneak in?
Yeah,
exactly. Oklahoma's in an interesting year. If they don't do well, man, I think Brent Venables is a guy that you have to look at on the hot seat now, man.
You should hire that Bob Stoops guy.
They should have kept Lincoln Riley.
One word.
He came and worked here, and then he moved off to get married.
He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Do your thing, young blood.
One word on the Royals yesterday. Another dub. 4-3 against the Rangers in game one of a four-game series. Game two tonight at 6:40. Verno, 5:30.
Perfect. Keep a losing team losing. The Rangers are a losing team. I wanted to say it yesterday, and I should have. I think they do sweep the Rangers. I'm not hoping for it.
Let's go.
Because I look at a Ranger team as they've already got their bags packed for Cancun in October, man. They've given up on the season. They just feel like a team that's done. D-U-N, done.
Body language wasn't good from a lot of those guys.
See, that's the thing, man. The Rangers, I don't know about them. That's a high-priced team, and they have no adversity fighting in them.
I'd take Corey Seager next year at first base or second base. That'd be fun. Last night's game was refreshing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing. Get out there. Yeah, it starts things off 1-0. It's 1-1. Rabe gets the assist, keeps it at 1-1. Vinny homer, Garcia homer. Estevez, 32nd save of the season, career high. It's August 19th. You could think he's probably going to get to 40. You'd think there's eight more saves in that bag of tricks for Carlos Estevez, which low-key has been a very great addition to this team, but last night's game felt clean and
think
refreshing.
Think about that, though. They don't have him if they end up getting Santander.
Thank God they didn't.
I mean, things work out for a reason, they always say, right? There's a plan out there for everybody. Things happen for a reason. If they would have signed Santander, what would they have had to do about closing out games at this point of the season, right?
No doubt.
In the college football ranks, Coach Ed Orgeron thinking about a return.
Of course,
he was the head coach of the national championship winning LSU team, the best offense we've probably ever seen in college football. One word on Coach O coming back.
Is this real?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he said his severance has run out now at LSU.
Oh, God.
His buyout is officially over. Every dime that they've owed him has been paid, which that's the way you do it.
Hell,
if somebody's giving you a buyout, you make them pay every dime. Do not take another job. I will tell every NFL player and coach that as well. They fire you, you got 3 years left. Collect that check, man.
Heck yeah.
And so he's done collecting free money. He's been on the beach. One word for him coming back would be no.
Don't do it.
Because you can only ruin your reputation at this
point in time.
He's in a great spot right now because they're looking at the jackass that they have there. He's on the hot seat, I think, too.
Brian Kelly.
He's a liar.
My family.
Yeah, the whole like Southern accent thing is still
Nussmeier
dancing with recruits, and like it's just not a fit right down there.
And then that recruit left, I believe.
He did. That guy left.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure 100% he did. And Oregon coming back, please. I love personalities in sports.
Put him on TV and just let him talk. Nobody will know what he's saying.
Remember when that guy was shirtless?
Yes.
Like, why not have a college football broadcast with him and Xavier Leggett? And just doing like a Louisiana game.
Oh, my. That would be amazing.
I'll be honest with you. That's what I was hoping for when I turned on the Saints broadcast the other night. I was like, I was hoping for two Cajun guys just having Cajun conversations.
Yeah. Shoot the gator. Shoot the gator.
It didn't happen, but.
They got the gator in the swamp over there. You take a gun and shoot the gator.
That's Ed O.
That's Swamp People. That was a great show.
It's about the only thing that would make New Orleans worth watching this season is having Cajun announcers.
What? Yeah. You don't want to see Spencer Rattler.
I thought he was
demoted.
Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, Shuck is going to be the guy.
I think it's going to be Shuck.
Is there a better quarterback name for New Orleans?
Shuck? No.
Shuck and Oysters.
Yeah,
that's
night one. He has to start.
Yeah, he does. They're
going
to call him the Oyster if he works.
If he's good.
Just like Royals needs to switch to 85.
85, do it.
Still on this, huh?
And think of how many jerseys they can sell.
Oh, it would
they
already
always
be,
change yeah. numbers after preseason.
Do they?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You see that a lot. Guys will change numbers. I don't even know who 85 is. But take that number.
Yeah, I don't know.
85 is big. Oh, Bob Tonyan.
It's Tonyan, bro.
Yeah, baby. You ain't changing that number. That guy's going to be on the roster.
Tonyan, and it's not going to work here anymore. 85 is now for Royals.
If Tonyan makes the roster,
Bob has to do the entire show shirtless. If he doesn't, Mac, you have to do the whole show shirtless.
Okay. I have no problem. I'd do the show shirtless right now. It's hot in here.
Bob has to eat liver if Rob Thomas
out.
And if he doesn't make the roster, Mac, you've got to eat liver.
I'll try that.
Yeah. I'm not touching liver.
If Tanya makes the roster, Bob has to say five nice things about Howie Roseman. If he doesn't make the roster, you have to say five nice things about Brett Veach.
Okay, I can do that.
I can do that right now. I'll say
Howie
nice
Roseman has nice hair.
He can take a beer can to the dome.
He can. Yeah. Toughest face in the business.
Yep.
He has nice glasses frames. He wears a nice pair of comfortable slacks.
Oh, there we go. He's got a nice Super Bowl ring, too.
He's got a nice ring. Yeah, it has wings on the side.
Does he have any sluck?
He does not have any sluck.
No sluck. No. Okay. New score bugs in the NFL. They debuted in the Super Bowl. People were pissed about it. We didn't really see it till after.
Because
it's not
the background?
There's no background.
Is that why they're mad?
Well, yeah, they didn't like it in the Super Bowl. Then they redid it. Came out this year with no background.
It's just this time of year. This is rinse repeat. Nothing for the first nationally televised preseason game. We talk about score bugs.
What was it the other year or so ago where they were mad about the penalty or they couldn't tell something? And like the next game, it was gone and they incorporated a brand new one.
Yeah.
There was some sort of graphic and everyone's like, I can't. Score. It was definitely the score graphic.
It was definitely. Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Within 2 minutes on Twitter, it was fun to just sit back and be like, boy, these people are pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And the NFL's like, change it, change it. I think they changed it at halftime. I'm not even kidding you. I think they changed it at halftime. Almost cut.
I don't remember what it was, but it was there was something a couple of years ago.
Or flags or like a marker of like a graphic of like the first down marker. People were pissed. And I mean, literally at halftime, they dipped it.
I've never seen the reaction, though, for a score bug like we see every year at this time for the NFL.
What else do you want to bitch about? It's August 19th.
I know. It's officially time to start the season now. We're in score bug complaining time.
Hell yeah, we are.
This is our score bug complaining era of the football season. Let's go.
The 913 has informed us that Drew is the only one that can do anything shirtless. So,
well, he was about shortless the other day.
Yes,
Jimmy was about to fall out on that workout bench, and he knew exactly what the hell he was doing.
Oh, thirst traps from a grown man.
Right.
We've got more, but I'll do one quick one. 1587 is supposed to open up in September. One word on the grand opening for 1587, that is September 17th.
Loan.
Oh, okay. A loan?
They'll need a loan to go there.
Oh, I was going to say expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I've been to the Lowe's Hotel before, like in the cocktail area, which is super awesome. But I don't know if I have the clout to get in that door. I'll have a salad and a water.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be $38.50.
Yeah, there's a steak flight on the menu. Looks pretty good.
How much?
Price.
One of those. Have no idea. If there's no price on the menu online, you ain't going in.
Would you go there and do debit card roulette?
No.
That'd be tough. Because if you win, dude, you're like, oh, and then you look at the other guy. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mac.
No, that's one of those places. If you go with like another couple, you just split it.
Yeah, exactly. Probably get like a few apps, maybe.
Nothing's worse than going to dinner with that guy. He goes, well, I didn't have any of the stuffed mushrooms, so I'm taking them off my portion of the bill.
Well, I had half a cheese stick, dude. So how do you want to do this?
Well, that's how you always debate it. Like, that's how you nip that in the bud immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
When you sit down, you're like, hey, by the way, I'm getting stuffed mushrooms for the table. It's on me. And then no one can say anything. So then if you don't have one or do have one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I pay for it.
Yeah, I just split the bill, man. If we're three other people, you just split. Just throw your card in, just divide it, man.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
I always feel for the server, right?
And I only had water.
What's easiest for you when you talk to the server? Whatever you guys need to do. Just split it three ways and call it a day. Yeah, but I didn't have I didn't have any of those knots. I have a friend like that, and it's been a while since we went out with them. They also live in a different part of the country. But even still, it's like
Grayson?
I did not have that and you did, so we're not paying for that.
That's crazy, man.
You make six times the amount of money that I make here. Just split it. It's another $3 on your bill.
One thing servers hate is that exact conversation. Can you guys just get together and I'll be back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this. Yeah.
Or the argument of grandpa pays and son doesn't want dad to pay. It's like, no. I take my card.
The man off.
I walked away every time. Coming up on the other side, it's the best part of Tuesday. It's Bob's Threesome here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Man, that's a really good threesome.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Got it here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Like is with you on a Tuesday, which no needs to introduce the next topic as it is a Tuesday, which we get to Bob's threesome on a Tuesday.
Well, it's a little sports related today, so I'm sorry for that.
Could you please talk more sports?
I could.
But that's not fun.
Right. We want to talk about the fun stuff, like my mother-in-law's neighbor going through her trash and taking out the recycling stuff that didn't need to be in the trash and vice versa. I don't want to become a senior citizen. I mean, seriously.
We can take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to, but I don't want to be
a senior citizen.
Like, if you ever hear a story that I am going through my neighbor's trash because I didn't like the way they sorted recycling, come give me a pill.
I just can't wait to hear your airplane stories when you're 80.
Yeah.
This one guy.
It's the same every time. It's just the selfish nature of folks that are out there. So my Tuesday threesome this week, I've got Trey Hendrickson, Michael Parson, and Terry McLaurin. Trey Hendrickson probably thought he cashed the bag last night.
Well, if you would look at the parody of the NFL, James Cook came back to practice, and the next day he was signed.
Right.
Trey Hendrickson shows up on a travel game to Washington, and now we probably think he's going to get signed.
Right.
Because now he's just sitting there quiet with a cigar going, you guys saw it. Like, what do you
want? Or,
you know?
Or let me play the flip side real fast with you. They looked at it and go, God, we're so bad, even Trey Hendrickson isn't going to help us.
Well,
I mean, that Bengals defense is rough.
What do they need? Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
I think the best player in these three is undoubtedly Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I think if I had the opportunity, I would take Micah Parsons in this threesome. I like Trey Hendrickson. The age and the money is welcome to Football 101. Mm-hmm. There will be another conversation next year about somebody in the same boat as Trey Hendrickson. And we'll do this same thing again next year.
Well, there's somebody every year like that. It's seemingly at that position, too.
I give Mac a lot of credit for this. I don't know if you know this or not, but I also am rooting for Micah Parsons to go anywhere but Dallas. Because when Mac made the point that Micah Parsons is trying to be the one that says to Jerry Jones, F you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be your toy. I don't want to be your yo-yo that you can, like, mess around with and think this is all fun and games. This isn't fun and games to me. In fact, nobody likes it. They just haven't stuck it to the man.
Yeah, right.
So I really want to see Micah Parsons, like, I want to see Jerry Jones melt away like that dude in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he looks into the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Like when all the spirits melt everything away.
Right.
That's how I want to see Jerry Jones be like, oh wow, somebody really finally stood up to me.
Well,
yes, and they did with two middle fingers, and guess where they went? Philadelphia.
Yeah, we really have not finessing people. Yeah.
If he could finesse Jerry Jones, I think we could get Bob to come around a little bit more. Maybe not all the way, but you finesse Jerry Jones, now we have another conversation.
But if Jerry Jones does trade Michael Parson to the Eagles, then they should force him to sell the franchise because he's not a sound mind and body. Jeez. You know,
sell that franchise and make a ton of money.
Oh, absolutely, they should.
Billion.
They should send him, you know, out to the farm and let the son take over. Who's not going to be? He's 70. I mean, this is like the Mandelbaum down there running the Dallas Cowboys, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, hi, I'm Mr. Mandelbaum. I'm Mr. Mandelbaum. You're 70-some years old.
He's 82.
Jerry is. And so the son, Steven's got to be in his 60s, right?
I don't know. All of his pictures look like carving a pumpkin went wrong.
Yeah. So if he traded Michael Parson to the
Ego,
he said Michael Parson. I'm going with what he said.
Now you're disrespecting his name, like the guy you interviewed that one time. You're gone.
Yeah, see you later.
61.
He's 61. Steven Jones is 61 years old. Right, it's the Mandelbaums. I mean, it really is. It's unbelievable, right? So we're looking at an organization that is a mess, and nobody's really stood up to them. But I think Micah Parsons is now a guy that is in the spot where I'm done playing your charades. I'm done being part of a TV show and a sitcom and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a football player, and I want to go where I can win. I mean, I've already determined that I'm a great player in this league. The one thing I haven't seen is success on the field. And so I'll play this year out, and then I'm bouncing, man. I am going to bounce after this season.
Who's
and go somewhere else.
Jerry Jones?
Because the money's always been good, you know, in Dallas, because it's the NFL. Money's good everywhere. There's always been, like, the cachet of playing for the Cowboys. but this generation of player has never been alive when the Dallas Cowboys have been a relevant franchise. They've not won anything in 30 years. Most of the guys in the NFL weren't even born the last time the Dallas Cowboys sniffed the Super Bowl.
You know what happened the last time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl?
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Mac, who you taking in this threesome?
And Terry McLaurin, for me, too old for a wide receiver. I think Micah Parsons is the logical choice in this one.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Terry McLaurin has been equally as important to his franchise,
no
which
doubt.
I'll give him some credit for.
Last night, it looked like they sure as hell didn't need it, but of course, they were facing the JV
yes,
Bengals.
Exactly. So, yeah, we've got to take that with a grain of salt. But, yeah, I mean, he stuck around with multiple quarterbacks. It was Sam Howell. It was Kirk Cousins. It was all these no-namers. And he was there, and he was productive, and he didn't ever complain about the worst ownership in sports at the time before they got new ownership.
Boy, you never did hear him. Yeah, nope. You never really heard anybody in D.C. complain about that ownership. I guess everybody just knew.
Yeah,
right?
Just
it's
we
like
all knew.
Liver. Everybody
yes.
knows it sucks.
Liver is king. Yeah, good morning, primals.
But yeah, I hope Micah sticks it to him, man. Or excuse me, Michael, I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
I hope he does,
Jerry
too.
Jones. He's 26 years old, and he's at the second most important position in football,
and,
dude.
And
he's
why like, do I want to play for a franchise that can't get out of its own way and is more important, more impressive? I mean, Jerry said it, right? Is anybody watching this documentary, by the way?
No.
I mean, I'm at
the kingdom, the franchise, and Hard Knocks. I'm good.
That's
My football
true.
Slate is full.
Yeah, you got
that's
a lot
true.
Of stuff going
like,
on.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I got the Royals.
Yeah, I mean, I finished the kingdom. That was outstanding. And Hard Knocks, I've got one episode of the two. But I don't think I'm going to go anywhere near this
really?
Dallas Cowboy documentary. I don't like the team. Never have, never
Me
will.
Either.
I think they're a bunch of scam artists down there. That's all they are. They've scammed their fans for 30 years. And the fans are dumb enough to continue to go back and think they're going to be a winning organization. That place should not be selling out football games. They should not be one of the highest rated TV shows out there. Nobody should be paying any attention. But that's P.T. Jones down there, man. A master marketer. And this time it may catch up with him with Micah Parsons. Because if all of these people start leaving your circus, you don't have anything.
Do you get to participate in your own threesome?
Yeah.
Because you take Micah Parsons, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's 26 years old.
Yes.
He's one of the best players in the game. McLaurin and Trey Hendrickson, quite honestly, I'll take you for this year.
For this
but
year.
I'm not investing anything into you
McLaurin
guys.
Will turn 30 on September 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's also the big factor, I think,
right.
in his situation. Plus, they went and got Debo.
We'll see.
Debo looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, he looked all right. That's true. He did.
But again, you're facing the JV Bengals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that was their varsity last night? I've been being told in my ear?
Yeah. Yeah, they need Terry McLaurin still.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson, Bengals should have traded him months ago.
Months ago. And now they're talking about now they're talking about wanting a first-round pick and a top defensive talent in return for Trey Hendrickson. Like, I know you got to shoot for the stars and all, but you're not even in the ballpark. Like, every other GM's laughing right now.
Kind of the same thing.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Joe Burrow having the clout, right? He basically got
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Higgins and Jamar Chase signed. Does Daniels have that clout yet to be up to their ownership? But hey, we could use Terry. They're like, thanks, kid.
Yeah,
they'd be like, cool. Thanks, man.
You get the clout when you sign that second contract.
That's coming.
Like, I agree.
When you're officially that guy.
Yeah, after this season, that could be a thing.
It could be. And if he goes out there and balls again, they'd be very smart to sign him to a long-term contract.
Right away.
Just like the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes early on. Pay early.
That's right. We've mentioned the kingdom, the show. Bob's finished it. I got two episodes left. Max got two episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it all completed by tomorrow. But there are some topics that are worth mentioning as we try to get more metal into that Hall of Honor for the Kansas City Chiefs. Bob will take it away on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.